Well, we're glad to see everybody today, especially you that have stayed over and are guests with us today, because you came in to watch someone graduate from Rhema. It was a great graduation. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of daily faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." You know, in the world we live in, we celebrate all kinds of great achievements by different people, viral moments. But in doing that, sometimes we overlook the quiet, steady power of daily faithfulness. You know, when you look into the scripture, you begin to see that God does his greatest work through those that remain faithful to him. Ordinary people going about doing the routine in the unseen part of life. You know, daily faithfulness may not look impressive. It may not feel quite, may not have quite as the excitement that you think it should have. But let me tell you what, faithfulness develops roots and it invites God's favor. Dwayne Johnson said, "Success is not always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work gains success. Greatness will come." You know, as we look at faithfulness, let's look, first of all, faithfulness is rooted in God's character. Faithfulness is rooted in God's character, number one. So, as we begin to look at this, and I think they got a slide they're going to put up in a minute, I hope. Faithfulness is rooted in God's character. Now, they got it up finally. Lamentations 3:23, let's go back and look at that, revisit that. "Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begin fresh each morning." You know, this is a funny illustration, but I sort of like it. You know, a lighthouse doesn't move. You know, the tide rises, the tide falls, but the lighthouse remains faithful. It's constant. It's dependable. Now, in the modern day, we don't use the lighthouses, but used to, they were beacons that you could follow into the harbor, where the harbor also, they'd noted where there was danger. You know, that's how God's faithfulness is described here in the scripture. Every morning, he's faithful, daily. You know, the sun rises every day, not because it must, but because God is faithful. God is faithful to us daily. You know, when you begin to reflect and think about faithfulness, you think about God. He is the same every day. In fact, Jesus, the scripture says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you find a faithful individual, you will find somebody that is consistently the same. Sometimes you say, man, you know, people have said it about me. He said, you're the same. Some of my friends that I've had for years, even going back into Bible college, and they say, Hagin, you don't ever change. You're the same. I said, that's because my dad told me many years ago, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right, or don't do it at all. So that's the way I live. Well, in one sense of the word, that's faithfulness. You know, faithfulness actually, when you are faithful, you're actually showing the character of God. Faithfulness means showing up for your job when you're supposed to. Meeting someone that you've set a date to meet them at a certain place at a certain time, that's faithfulness. Showing up with integrity, consistently praying daily and studying the Word when you don't feel like it. That's faithfulness. You might want to ask yourself this question sometimes. Am I dependable? Am I consistent? You know, as you ask yourself those questions, you're asking yourself, am I a faithful person? Everyday actions will tell you whether you're faithful or not. You know, a person that is faithful has devotions every day, meets with God every day, reads the Word every day, shows kindness even when you don't feel like it. A faithful person follows through on the promises he's made. A faithful person follows through on his word. My grandfather, my mom's dad, the only grandfather I knew, that Rooker Memorial Auditorium down there is named after him. And my dad used to say that Mr. Rooker, he always called him Mr. Rooker, that was his father-in-law, said he was the only dad he ever knew because he didn't know his dad. But Papa would say to me, Kenneth Wayne, because he always called me by both names. Sometimes he called me Wayne, but most of the time he just called me by both names. He said, son, you're only as good as your word. If I shake a man's hand, I don't have to have a piece of paper where I put my name on it. I don't have to have an attorney to draw up a contract. If I shake a man's hand, I will do what I said I will do, even if it costs me money. Because he said, son, you're only as good as your word. You know, you're only as good as your faithfulness. Come on now. Now, this is good stuff. I should be getting more amens than I'm getting. That's like Brother Billy when he's here. Now, let's look at another thing here. Faithfulness grows in obscurity. Let's go to Luke 6:10. If you're faithful in little things, you'll be faithful in large things. There's a lot of people that I have seen through the years in ministry, 60-something years in ministry, 6 years as associate pastor of my father-in-law, and then traveling ministry, and then being here at Rhema, and then Rhema Bible Church. I have come in contact with a lot of people that want to be on the platform and preach. And you know, when you think about it, David was anointed king and was tending sheep, but nobody saw his private victories when he killed the lion and the bear and so forth and so on. But all of that prepared him for public ministry. You know, when I was associate pastor, people would come into the church and it was clean and the doors were unlocked and the lights were on. They didn't see me when I was there making it happen. They never went home and thought about whether the church was locked or not, but that was my responsibility. Turn all the lights out, make sure all the doors were locked and all of that. You know, people talk about Rhema, but they weren't there when Rhema first started. They weren't there whenever I was it. And I didn't have any help. But I would go out on the weekends and preach and fly back in, sometimes get in real early wee hours of the morning, but I'd still be in that classroom at 8 o'clock teaching. You know, those are the people see you today, but they don't see you in those times. You see, you don't wait for a platform. You're faithful where you are, and the platform will come. God's watching your quiet obedience. How faithful are you at home? How faithful are you with your kids? Can you be depended on at work to get the job done? My father-in-law used to say to me, "Hey, if you want to get the job done, go find the person that's doing the most volunteering in the church and you'll get the job done." Let me ask you a question. How faithful are you when no one sees you? When no one's applauding? No one's hollering, "Hooray, go on." Come on now. That's where true growth comes from. You know, everyone sees moms, you know, and they honor on Mother's Day, but they don't see her in the wee hours of the morning taking care of the kids, getting up, even though she hadn't had very much sleep, and getting up and getting breakfast and getting the older kids off to school. That's faithfulness. Right here this morning, we had volunteers that came early and will stay late to make sure that everything was ready for service. And then they will stay late and make sure everything's ready for tonight's service. How many of you were here for graduation? You saw the stage, but look at the stage now. Someone had to set all that up. And then as soon as graduation's over, they had to stay and tear it down and get it set all of this back up for Sunday morning service. You came, you saw, you left. We never think about the persons that are behind the scenes making everything happen. You know, you see that on the screen. I don't have anything, but it's a person that you don't see that's punching the buttons. TV camera, two TV cameras, another TV camera. Then you'll see a handheld guy walking around with a handheld camera. Well, you can see the operators of those cameras. But behind that screen there, there's a director sitting there telling them what to do, what shots to get. There's another person sitting there making sure all the cameras are staying in the right color frame that they're supposed to be and all of that. There's several people right up there that you never see. And then nothing would ever be on the screen or nothing would ever be going out in the live stream. You got people up there working with that. We don't ever see those people. You just think, "Oh, we got the live stream." Maybe you've had to tune in at home, talk about the live stream. Hey, you never realize the faithfulness of the people behind the scenes. You know, The people, that faithfulness is built in obscurity. It says if you're faithful over little, you can be faithful over more. Let's look at another thing and think about it here for a moment. Faithfulness builds over time. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. You know, my grandfather and a lot of your farmers, he would plant that cotton down there in that black land in north central Texas. And you know what? He didn't expect a harvest the next day. He took care of the crop. He took care of making sure that, and I don't know what they do at other parts, but down there in that black land in north central Texas, we got something we call Johnson grass. Anybody from Texas know what I'm talking about? And it'll grow up in the fields, and you got to make sure it don't overtake your plants. And he would wait for the harvest. But he was faithful to take care of the seed that he had planted in the meantime. You know, faithfulness is cumulative. It builds momentum as you go along. You know, some breakthroughs take a while. They're not always instant. So many, we live in the world of instant. But sometimes when you're praying about something, we forget that God is working even when we don't see it, because sometimes God has to work on some other people before the thing that you're praying for can come to pass. That's where your faithfulness and believing God comes in. You know, even when you don't see something going on and something happening, you keep praying. You keep serving. You keep trusting. Daily acts of kindness, quiet prayer life, prayer time, persistent parenting, showing up at work when you're supposed to, doing what you're supposed to do, it's all adding up. Faith, and I'm going to say this, faithfulness is the bridge between seed and the harvest. Faithfulness, I want you to get a hold of that. Faithfulness is the bridge between the seed and the harvest. Now let's look at something else. Faithfulness requires perseverance in trials, just perseverance. James 1:12, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You know, thinking about this, as we think about it requires perseverance, I think about a man named Job. One time a fella said, you know the book of Job. But I said, no, it's not Job, it's Job. But let's think about that man. He lost everything, but he remained faithful to God. I see many people, when things don't happen like they think it should, they turn and walk away from God rather than staying faithful to God and keep trusting him. Job's story teaches us faithfulness You know, faithfulness is not always proved in comfort. Most of the time, faithfulness is proved in crisis. It's easy to go do something when you feel like it, but it's another story when you don't. Come on now. You know, this place, 110 acres, 20 buildings. It didn't start out that way. It started out with a building on the corner and half of that building behind it, and 6 acres. I just kept at it. When it didn't look like anything was happening, when it looked like I was going under, when it looked like I didn't have the finances to even pay for one building, much less 3 that was finishing at the same time, I kept being faithful to what God said to do. Now, your life may be different than that, but every one of us faces the times when we have to be faithful when it doesn't look like we're going to make it. Actually, that's when you find out if you really have faith or not. Come on. When we were talking here, it requires perseverance. You know, what happens in life when everything doesn't go according to plan? When everything doesn't go exactly like you think it's supposed to or should, what happens? You know what? You better wake up and realize that's the proving ground for your faithfulness. Hello? You know, stay faithful when you've been disappointed. Stay faithful in worship when you're weeping on the inside. Stay faithful and keep serving, even if you don't see any results. I can't even think about that without thinking about, and y'all have heard me talk about, a man by the name of Kenneth Turner. He was my Sunday school teacher from 9, 10, 11 years old. Kenneth Turner worked at the Ford plant, which is closed and it's not even there in Dallas anymore. He worked on the assembly line building Ford cars. He always had a station wagon. And on Sunday morning, he'd bring his family to church. And then he would drive the neighborhoods, and if he saw young boys, he would go and ask them if they'd like to go to church and go find their parents and ask them. And he would bring boys to church. You know, I was in that class. Kenneth Turner was just being faithful to do what he could do. He wasn't a man that would ever be on the platform preaching, but he was a man that taught 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys about God and the things of God. He took us on camping trips. My dad's traveling all the time preaching. But you know what? That man was faithful for years teaching 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys. I don't mean just a couple of years. I mean like 20 years longer, 25 years. my wife sitting there, and I made it a point to go to his memorial service. And that church was full, and she'll tell you, of men in dress suits with ties on. Because that one man that was laying in that casket up at the front was faithful to do what he could do in the kingdom of God. And the testimony of it was all of those men that were sitting out there in that congregation that day. Faithfulness. I'm sure there were many times he didn't feel like messing with 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys. If you hadn't taught 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys, it's a chore. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They're mischievous. They're always picking at one another. Well, let's just go on. Serving and being faithful. You know, faithfulness is built in the fire. Now let's look at another point real quick. Faithfulness is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the Holy Spirit produces the kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There is no law against these things. Now, like a branch on a vine or in a tree, believers stay faithful when they stay connected to the source. You take a limb off of a tree and it's going to die. But as long as he's attached to the tree, it will survive. Faithfulness is not something you produce on your own. It's the fruit that grows as you abide in Christ and live for Christ. You know, faithfulness is something that, if you're not careful, you can say, well, I'm just tired of this. No, you have to stay connected and keep on keeping on, no matter how good it feels or how bad it feels. In the good times and the bad times and in the in-between times, you stay faithful, period. There is no substitute for faithfulness. But without being connected to the power of God, it's hard to remain faithful in the things that you should remain faithful in with God. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Spirit. Because that's your inner strength that comes from inside of you that keeps you going when you don't feel like going. Faithfulness is the fruit that grows in you as you abide in Christ. You know, ask the Holy Spirit daily to strengthen you. Faithfulness practices spiritual disciplines every day. Now let's throw this over in the natural world. If you're going to be successful in the natural world, you have to be faithful. Okay? I use sports a lot because it's one of the best ways I know to give illustration. Now they have training the whole year in schools. But when I was in high school, we didn't have any training during the summer. It was up to you to keep your own self in shape during the summer by faithfully every day working out. A lot of the guys, oh, this is the time to rest. I don't have to work out. I don't have to go to workout. Hey, you know what? I found out that most of us guys, that we get together on our own and work out. We go up to high school and throw the football and work out. Now they have all kinds of spring and summer sports. But you know what? Us guys that was faithful to work out during the off season, I noticed every one of us started in the game. And the guys that didn't, they were on the bench. And they got put in occasionally. See, faithfulness gives you staying power. Faithfulness is in spiritual things and in natural things is something that you demand of yourself. The Holy Spirit's not going to grab you by the neck and say, get out and pray, boy. You know? You know, I know around here, this grass is going to grow. And on certain days, if you look, you'll find on that day, you'll find the lawn crew over here working over here. The next day, they'll be working over here. Because when they have to miss days because of rain, everything gets all out of kilter. It gets all... You know, faithfulness keeps you right in line, keeps you right on schedule. Now let's go one last thing here. I trust you're getting something from this, but it's an important subject. Faithfulness is rewarded by God. Matthew 25. After a long time, their master returned, 25:19, returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they used his money. The servant whom he had entrusted 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest. I've earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling small amount, so now I'll give you more responsibility. Let's celebrate. Now, if you go on and read the story, there was a second man and a third man. Man number one and man number two, they increased what they were given. The third man, he was afraid he might lose it, and he knew his master was a hard taskmaster, so he didn't do anything with it. And the Lord told him, get out of here. But the others, he said, let's celebrate. You know, an Olympic gold medalist was talking one day, and he was talking about how great it was to have the gold medal. But he said to the interviewer, he said, people saw me on the podium getting the gold medal put around my neck. But they didn't see the 10,000 hours that I put in training for this gold medal. You see, God sees it all and rewards it. Actually, the gold medal was the reward for his faithfulness and his diligence to continue to work hard, and it paid off. Every time you choose faithfulness over feelings and obedience over convenience, God notices. And eternal rewards are for those who remain faithful. You know, your daily decisions matter in normal life, natural life, but your daily decisions matter in kingdom business too. Be encouraged. Nothing we do that God doesn't see. 1 Corinthians 15:58. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. You know, many people may not recognize the beauty of your daily faithfulness, but God does. Your consistent walk, your daily obedience. The sacrifices that you make that nobody else sees, they are shaping your eternity. You know, you see your pastor, myself, and the other pastors and their wives. You see us here in church, and you see us. But only those that are in a hospital see us at 1 o'clock in the morning at the hospital. Or taking a call in the middle of the night to pray for somebody. Only the person that needed it sees that. You don't see it. We stand up here and thank the Lord we're able to give a good message. But do you see the time spent in preparing this? Oh, yeah, we all have other responsibilities as pastors, especially with the school is teaching and overseeing different departments, and myself overseeing everything. See, if we weren't faithful in the things you don't see, we wouldn't be up here. If you're not faithful in the things that people don't see, you won't be successful either in anything you do. Today, we need to take a moment, stop, reflect. How are we walking this long road of faithfulness? Well, how's the best way? Well, just start where you are and go from there if you haven't been too faithful. Trust God and do everything you can in your own power, and then rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to help you to remain faithful in everything you do. And remember, Pastor has a saying, the natural and the supernatural working together make the explosive force for God. So today, I'm just trying to remind you of how important faithfulness is. Let me close with this. God isn't looking for perfect people. He's looking for faithful people. Those who are steady in prayer, consistent in love, reliable in service, persistent in obedience, Faithfulness may not turn the heads of people, but it turns the heart of God. Heavenly Father, for a few moments today, I have tried to encourage your people with faithfulness, both in the natural and the supernatural. I pray, Father, that as we walk this road of life, that not only will we be faithful in the natural, but we will be faithful in the spiritual. We'll be faithful to do what you've asked us to do. Thank you, Father, that from this day forward, we will think and look at faithfulness in a different way. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Trust you received what I was trying to give to you this morning, and that is how important daily faithfulness is in natural life and spiritual life. If you happen to be in this service with us this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to serve Him, but you've got messed up and detoured and got off course and you need to rededicate your life to God, or you say, I am born again, but I have never been born of the Spirit. I have never been filled with the Spirit. I'm talking about that experience that they talk about in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, I want to pray for you, but I can't do that if I don't know who you are. So just raise your hand anywhere in the room. Anywhere upstairs, downstairs, anywhere, you need to receive Jesus. You need to rededicate your life. You want to receive the Holy Spirit. Somebody said there's a hand over here. Yes, thank you. Anybody else? Anywhere in the room. I want to pray with you today, and you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Everyone stand, please. I know at least one person raised their hand. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle right now, come down here and meet me, and I'm going to pray with you and for you right now. So come on. Come on right now. Come on. Come on. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on. If you're in the balcony, the ushers will help you get down here. If you raise your hand or should have raised your hand, come on right now. Come right here. Stand right here. Come right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. This is your opportunity to change your life forever. You'll never be the same after today. I'm going to wait just a moment. Raise your hand. Should have raised your hand. Wanted to raise your hand. Come on right now. Come on right now. I'm waiting on you. Here comes another one right here. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. We're waiting on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. This is your time. Change your life forever. God bless you. Jesus. Anybody else? Well, just wait just a minute for you. Thank you, Jesus. You that are standing here, look my direction. I have three little books in my hand. One called New Birth talks about being born again. One in Him tells you who you are in Christ. One called Why Tongues talks about the Holy Spirit. If I said I was going to give you these books and I put them out here like this, what do you got to do to get them? They're yours. The rest of you are going to get them same books in just a moment. That's just a little exercise I do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come to receive today. So I want you to raise one hand. I don't care which one. And I'm going to pray with you. This congregation is going to pray with me as I pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone that has come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. salvation, rededication, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me for just a moment. I want to ask you to go with Pastor Greg to that place to receive. Be sure you get what you came for. Oh, here comes some more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. They will receive what they come to receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want you to go with Pastor Greg to that place where you can get those books and be prayed with individually. Make sure there's people there waiting there. Prayer partners are waiting there to pray with you. Praise God. Give them a hand as they go. Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Oh, I got to teach you all over again. When I say, isn't Jesus wonderful, you say all the time. You know, as I was coming up those steps, I was just thinking about faithfulness. These guys right here, they come early. They have different nights that you don't see them back here in the back in the choir room having practice. Hello. These ushers come early, stay late. See, faithfulness is something that maybe you can get a reward for down here, but I'm going to tell you what. Your greatest reward for your faithfulness will be on that day. Hallelujah. Trust you receive from the message today. Let's see, I'm going north today. There's where the rest of them will be. The rest of the pastoral staff go to the door so we can shake your hand as you go out. I'm going to the north door today. All right, tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Oh, connection team. Go and find those first-time guests and take them to the north lobby to receive a special gift. And like we said earlier, if you're looking for a church home, welcome home. Come on and join us. They're going to sing, and then they're going to dismiss you. I'm going to barrel down that aisle right there and try to get beat people so I can shake your hand at the door. God bless. See you tonight. Never gives up.